from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Don't fear the Reaper.
This is a cult I would join. Blue Oyster.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've never had a blue oyster. A lot of gray oysters.
Yeah.
This song reminds me of two things. One, the obvious, Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Two, your boy.
Yeah.
Was in what we call Mr. Wildcat back in 2006.
I don't know what that is.
It was a male beauty pageant.
Oh, nice. Did you win?
Yes.
No. I did. You did a swimsuit, a talent, and you got to answer a question like normal.
Uh-huh. What was the question that you were asked?
If you could have any Halloween costume the rest of your life, what would it be?
Halloween costume?
Yep. That year, I happened to be a sugar daddy, which was the candy wrapper.
Yeah, right.
I said, you can't go wrong with that. How you doing, ladies?
Right.
On the microphone. Got some laughs.
Uh-huh.
My song or my talent, I sang We Didn't Start the Fire with no words.
Oh, wow. Great.
Start to finish.
Again.
And then my swimsuit was I cut a pair of jeans all the way up to my bag and basically at Daisy Dukes, and I came out with a cowbell and a skin tight white t-shirt. And the girl that introduced me said, Dusty Likens has a fever, and the only fever is more cowbell. And I heard my father laugh from like the back row. I was like, I don't care if I win or not. I made my dad proud wearing Daisy Dukes, dude.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. I think I got like fifth out of like 12 people in the swimsuit competition.
You got fifth?
Hey, top five.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought you should have won that thing.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. Yeah. I need more cowbell. Came out not needing to wear those shorts.
Yeah.
Of course, one of my buddy, Chris, he was like a starting safety for the football team.
Uh-huh.
He came out on a little kid's tractor, too. I think my tractor's sexy.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, he took two giant glasses of water and poured it over him. And I watched all the teachers be like, that's a student. That's a student. That's a student.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was jacked.
I bet. Yeah.
Still looks great. Looks like Bon Jovi.
Oh, nice. With the hair?
Yeah.
Does he get it permed?
No, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
He looks like a mixture of like James Vanderbeek and John Bon Jovi.
James Vanderbeek. That's a great C-list celebrity right there. Yeah.
Set for life.
Good for him, man. That's awesome.
Speaking of good for him, Mac, I need to know from the bottom of your heart, in all honesty, how much of this game tonight are you watching? Because your boy's not playing. Nobody's playing.
But
I don't even know if C.J. Stroud's playing.
Yeah, has Houston announced what they're going to do yet? Or are they going to do? Is this a game time decision for this thing?
Right? Like a free game. Like they still play three more preseason games.
Well, I don't know if it's a free game per se. This is one where like they play on bad turf, the paint gets hard, and people get hurt, and then they cancel the game. Right.
Right.
This is the same game that we've seen over the years with this thing. Right.
We're mentioning the Hall of Fame game.
Right. Of course. Right. Tonight. Right. Yeah. Like, and then I saw a tweet this morning. We finally made it to what? What do we make it to? You know, I mean, and it was a picture of the Hall of Fame game graphic night. This is preseason football we're talking about again.
Just because
the NFL is rolling it out doesn't mean it's going to be a good product, right? My plan is to try to just see one series apiece, right? One offensive series for Team A and one offensive series for Team B, and then turn it off. And I'll be honest with you, there's a good chance that I do forget that game is on because the Royals start at 5:40 and we're caught up in Royals baseball and watching what's going on in Detroit.
Yeah.
It may become 7:15, 7:30. I go, oh, that's right. The Hall of Fame game's on. Eh, the hell with it. I'll catch it on the flip side. And if something happens, I'll see it on Twitter and see it on X. I don't make time in my life for preseason football because the players don't even make time in their life for preseason football, right? It's just such a waste of time for everybody involved. And so from my standpoint, if I catch a series of each team on offense, great. That's kind of what I want to see. But also, too, with Caleb Williams not playing, mm-hmm. and like that's a guy you want to see. Like, there's curiosity there. I would make it a point to tune in if he was going to play, because whether you like him or you don't, I tune in just to see, you know, what it's all about. But they're not giving you that opportunity, so I don't feel like I owe it to them to kind of figure out what's going on out there.
No, it's fair. I'll probably have the first half at least.
Okay.
And after that, I'll probably tune out. I want to see some of the second string guys and some of the rookies who get to play and be like, oh, that's, I remember him. I remember, you know, scouting him. I remember watching him in college. Or, oh, that second string
big scout, are you?
Yeah.
Big scout sitting there with your notepad.
Dive deep in the tape. You know me, Bob.
You got to get those fantasy sleepers ready.
And then there's going to be the shots where they show Caleb Williams with a headset on, and I'm going to just be super excited.
Is he making the trip even? Like, if you're Caleb Williams, like, hey, I'm not going on that.
Oh, they'll all be there. You'll have, like, a five-minute monologue of, like, just him on the sidelines, and they'll be talking about what's next for the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gonna definitely tell us he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So, yeah.
Are we going to see Romeo Odunze play tonight?
I don't think so.
I don't think if nope. He's not even playing.
My God.
No. And I'll be honest with you, I'll have it on. I'll want to see the opening ceremonies, see the guys that are going to the Hall of Fame that are going to be inducted. That's kind of cool because, like I said yesterday, like, this is how I know I'm getting old. I watched all these guys play in my, like, young youth, like teenage.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's like early 20 years, Devin Hester, Julius Peppers, Andre Johnson, Dwight Freeney. I don't know if I miss anybody else. Those are the big names, right, that are going in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still remember watching Julius Peppers play for North Carolina.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Basketball team. Yeah, exactly.
So, again, like, I'll watch it to kind of, like, see the graphics and see what's going on. I'll pay attention on X. But, like, I'm like you, man. Like, 5:40, Royals are going on during commercial or maybe after the game's over.
Yeah.
Your boy is going to be in bed watching the Hall of Fame game to go to sleep.
Like,
to.
who's watching the third quarter of this Mac game, Warren. Right? Like,
maybe.
Your answer's right over there across the glass.
Yeah, Jay Binkley up in Parkville. He registered one viewer watched the second half. And so somewhere right. In Parkville. I don't know.
Which is interesting because none of us are really good at, well, Mac will watch this game a lot, and I'll watch, I digress. I will watch probably the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
if I'm while I'm still awake.
Like, what if the Royals are tied 2-2? You're not switching over to watch that game.
That's fair. No. That's fair.
You know? What's also fair is next Saturday when the Chiefs play, I will be locked in. Yeah. Like, dude, we'll probably have people over the house. It's just when it's not your team, I think in preseason it's different because, you know, we're all wanting to see what, you know, the Chiefs are going to show, which will be nothing. And that's the other thing.
Like I just can't put in the effort as a fan to watch these games when the teams aren't putting in an effort, right? And that's why we go back to the 18-game schedule and, you know, people saying, oh, my God, the 18-game schedule and whatnot. It knocks another one of these useless preseason games off, man. Right. It just does. And, you know, the teams, the players, they don't take them seriously. I don't want to hear it's good for the fifth guy, you know, backing up the backup center. I don't care about that guy. I really don't. The teams can have their, you know, their glorified scrimmages and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But when it starts is what, 4 weeks from tonight, right? Is that what we're looking at? 4 weeks from tonight, 35 days or what? I guess it's 5 weeks from tonight. 35 days, I think it is, until we play the Baltimore Ravens. That's what matters. And preseason games have always scared me because there's so much risk and there is zero reward in a preseason game. God forbid somebody goes out there like we saw Trent Green, you know, back in the day, blow out his knee and things of that nature. Guys get hurt in these preseason games that teams are counting on. That's why I'm so anti-preseason football, is because they're exhibition games and people do get hurt and teams, I mean, my goodness, teams have, you know, the ultimate of up going into training camp and then somebody big gets hurt in one of these exhibition games and then you have the ultimate of down and then you got a guy guy bagging groceries at Hy-Vee has to come in and be your savior.
Right. Speaking of the Hall of Fame game and the Chiefs and all that sort of thing, is there a Hall of Fame inductee tonight in their prime that you'd put on this Chiefs team right now?
For me, Devin Hester would be that guy because I don't feel like we know who going to be the kick returner is going to be right now. And with all the speed that this team has added in, I'd like to have another speed demon, a guy that's reliable, a Hall of Fame returner, Hall of Fame wide receiver, a guy that can kind of get, you know, do it all on the offensive end. I would add in Devin Hester to this team. How fun would an in prime Devin Hester be with Patrick Mahomes right now, right? Like, think about that. Think about that in your dreams tonight. Patrick Mahomes up over the top. Devin Hester's there to catch it and haul it in. And then he's back there returning kicks and taking him to the house. Like, Devin Hester would make this team give everybody else more nightmares than they're already having right now. So that's who I would go with. Not that I thought about this for a lot.
And he'd be lining up right next to Marquise Brown and Xavier
Worthy. Could you imagine trips to the right? Jeez. Right? Oh, here you go. Boom, 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 boom. Touchdown.
Yeah, that's very tempting. I went with the defensive side. Julius Peppers, 11 to 12 sacks a year. I mean, multiple forced fumbles. Just an absolute monster. You pair that with Jones and Karlaftis, and now you've got a three-headed monster up front. So, yeah, give me Peppers. But Devin Hester's, it's tempting to think about.
Julius Peppers would be good, man. I think it would be a lot of fun to watch that dude play alongside Chris Jones. Yes. Like, how do you stop that defensive line?
I went with Andre Johnson.
Love it.
He's not going in this time.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, it's Andre Johnson. I was thinking of who Calvin? Were we talking about? Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson's already in.
It's Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, Julius Peppers, and Patrick Willis.
Andre Johnson is the perfect prototype for a Mahomes receiver. Big, strong, fast, beat the hell out of Brandon Finnegan 1 year in a football game. I remember that to this day. And from the U, so I love him even more. But Andre Johnson, big guy outside, Mahomes throwing to him. That's
the big receiver that Mahomes has really never had, right?
I mean, he had Juju, and that's basically
That's the big receiver that Mahomes really never had.
And that's,
right?
Like, the perfect prototype for me, at least, for Patrick Mahomes to be somebody like Andre Johnson.
You see, Juju may not make it to the New England Patriots this
year.
Come
on back.
No, not interested. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm kidding. It's gone for Juju.
Yeah, it's too bad.
And also, MVS is, like, running third with Buffalo now.
Yeah, he may miss.
But that's the guy who made Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes the MVP.
And one of two Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, so MVS may not even make the team. So, so Andre Johnson would be that guy that Mahomes really has never had, that they've always kind of been looking for when they brought in Kelvin Benjamin, you know, like guys like that back in the day to try to give you that big target. We've never really had that huge, big wide receiver target like an Andre Johnson, you know, type of guy that could line up on the outside and just go up and get it. So that would be a definite, different ad than what we've seen, you know, with this wide receiver core. I kind of like it. There's not a wrong answer with that.
Not really.
One, right?
No. Not at all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.